battle with his own special brand, and you'd better not be caught with one of his cattle in your, on your ranch with his brand, or you're going to be in trouble. Each rancher brands his cattle with his own specific brand, and there's no other like it. We're branded, so to speak. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. God stamps us with his stamp, his brand, his seal. I used to work for the children's, at Children's Home Colorado Springs, and for a long time I was, secretary, and, some of the time I was president also of the board of directors. But as secretary of the board of directors, when certain legal documents were made out, I had to take the seal of the Christian Home for Children and clamp that over the signatures, putting a print in that paper which could never be ironed out or erased. That was sealed with the seal of the Christian Home for Children Incorporated. That was my responsibility as secretary, one of them. God seals us with a seal that can never be erased. It's like watermarked stationery. It isn't so popular anymore as it used to be. It used to be very popular. You remember that they sealed the grave of the Lord Jesus and they set a watch, and the directions that Pilate gave was make it as secure as you can. I think Pilate had a deep inner conviction that he had crucified the Son of God, the Messiah, and that he might actually rise from the dead like he said he would. So he said, make it as sure as you can. God broke that seal. Matter of fact, the Lord Jesus came out of the grave before the stone was ever rolled away and the seal was ever broken. Because when the stone was rolled away by the angel, he wasn't there. He was gone. The Roman government could not keep him in that tomb. And all the religious leaders in Judea could not keep him in that tomb. God raised him from the dead. But God seals us with his Spirit. And when God seals one, no man, not even Satan himself, can break that seal or obliterate it. Then on each he sets his own secret sign. They that have my Spirit, these, saith he, are mine. Job 36:7 says he does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous. Think of it. God sets a watch over us and never withdraws his eyes from the righteous. Actually, the seal looks backward to the payment which was made, the price which was paid, and looks forward to the time when our redemption is completed, when we're caught up together with the Lord in the air to meet him and be with him forever and forever. And it's a stamp of secrecy as well. In 1 John 3, verses 1 to 3, we read, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has his hope in him, that is in Christ, purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Notice it says, the world knows us not. We're God's hidden one. And then the earnest of the Spirit is actually the pledge, the down payment, like an engagement ring. When a young man in our culture decides that he wants to make a young lady his wife, he usually gives her a ring with a diamond in it. That's a pledging of their lives to each other. He pledges that he wants to take her and intends to take her as his wife. Let me say something here. Don't enter into something like that lightly. Girls, don't receive a ring from a guy unless you're really convinced he's the one that the Lord has for you. And fellas, don't give a girl a ring unless you really mean it. Unless you're really convinced that she's the one the Lord has intended for you for life. Because in spite of what the world thinks and does, marriage is for life until death do part. That's what you pledge. That's what you vow in the marriage vow. You vow to stick together until death do part. For better or for worse, or richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, and so on. And God says, the Lord Jesus said, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. And it's a dreadfully serious thing for a marriage to be broken up. It's not God's will at all. And the judgment of God is going to fall upon those who would break up a marriage. Enter into marriage seriously. Thoughtfully. Realizing what you're doing. Enter into an engagement just as seriously. And postpone that engagement until you have prayed together and are sure that it's God's will for you. I think it's dreadfully important that a young couple who have been drawn together for some reason and who are getting serious about each other, it's very important that they should together read the scriptures and pray. And you should do this, if possible, every time you're together. Take this thing seriously. And don't enter into it lightly. It's no light thing. We read the books that tell about they were married and lived happily ever after. Those are storybooks. You know that in most parts of the world today, you do not choose your mate. This is arranged by others, usually the parents. And sometimes you do not see your mate until wedding day. And you know that there are far less divorces and far more happy marriages in those parts of the world than there are in America, in Canada. You can learn to love most any individual if you're really serious about the business. And you don't fall in love. If you fall in love, it's a fall. And I don't think a fall is a very good thing to base a marriage on, do you? Love is something that grows. It doesn't fall, it grows. And I'm still learning to love my wife after 39 years. Well, pretty near 38 years, I guess it is. When was it? 1934, 1972. So long I can't even remember, see? Am I embarrassed? I remember the date, though. July 14th. Hottest day we ever had in Des Moines, Iowa, I think. 114 in the shade, they said, and I thought it was 140. Well, it was a great day. The Lord was with us, and I thank Him for many, many times. The pledge, the foretaste, the engagement ring. That's what the Spirit of God is to us. He comes to live within us, to give us a sweet foretaste of that which is on ahead. Well, I don't know. You want to take a few minutes longer? Or do you want to break up? I see some nodding yes. Okay, let's put this one on. At least you can get it in your notes. The witness of the Spirit. We'll try to go through this very quickly. In Hebrews 10, verses 15 to 18, we have three passages that speak to us about the witness of the Spirit. I'll read them for you and try to save time. Wherefore the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. Notice, a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them in those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Isn't that good? His witness to us is concerning the covenant which God has made with us, that we have been perfected forever. Their sins and their iniquities, he says, I will remember no more. And if God forgets them, isn't that great? That's a cause for rejoicing, isn't it? More to think that all my sins and iniquities have been forgotten by God. He said, I will remember them no more. And then Romans 8:16, another lovely passage. The Spirit himself, we speak of the Spirit of God as him rather than it, because he is a person. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Notice he bears witness with us that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ. How would you like to be an heir of a millionaire that was about to die? That sounds attractive, doesn't it? But think of what it is to be an heir of God. And the Lord Jesus has already died. And it's because he's died that we have become an heir of God. You have. And it says joint heirs with Christ. I really can't understand that. So think of it, that God would make me a joint heir with Christ. Isn't that tremendous? But it says, if we suffer with him, we may be glorified with him. If we suffer with him, we can look forward to glory with him. You've got to be willing to suffer, kid. The Christian life is not an easy life. It's not all happy, happy, happy all the day. There's a deep inward joy when you're letting Christ reign in your heart and letting the Spirit of God draw out your lives for God. There is a deep inner joy. And oh, how real and wonderful it is. But you'll face trials and testing that are really rough. And you'll suffer. And you kids may live to see the day when you suffer terrible persecution because you belong to Christ. You may be challenged. If you don't renounce Christ, we're going to torment you and kill you. Now, this could happen to you right in Canada, right in your day, within the next decade. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but it could happen. Would you stand for Christ then? Maybe that's just what we need to make us stand for Christ, is it? Or will you stand for him now? And then his witness in us in 1 John 5, 7 to 12. For there are three that bear record in, verse 7 is not in the original scriptures. The better manuscripts anyhow. Verse 6. This is he that came by water and by blood, even Jesus Christ, and not by water only, but by water and blood. Now the last part of this verse, and it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Verse 8, and there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So the witness of the Spirit in us is that we have eternal life in God's Son. The witness to us is that our sins and iniquities I will remember no more. He says, I will remember no more. And his witness with us is that we are the children of God, and his witness in us is that we have eternal life in God's Son. Now, any questions?